Tanya J. Powers for Fox News Radio. Today I'm spending a few moments with Rachel and Miranda Rockettes. I always get so excited this time of the year when you guys come by, because the listeners can't see this, but y'all are dressed in the Christmas Rockette outfit. One of them, anyway.
Yes.
Welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us. It's so nice to see you again.
Okay, so you guys are here to talk about the Christmas Spectacular, which I can't believe it's already upon us. I know y'all have been working hours and hours and hours for a few weeks getting ready for this. Tell me a little bit about the Christmas Spectacular for people who haven't made it here to New York or haven't seen the touring version of this. What will people expect?
The Christmas Spectacular this year is absolutely amazing. It's running now and through January 1st, and there's something for everyone. There's always the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers that have been around since 1933, and then the Living Nativity that's been around with the animals and the camels. And my personal favorite is the technology updates that they have done this year at Radio City. It has digital mapping, and they've taken over all of Radio City and the projections. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting in the first row or the very last row of the third mezz, you feel like you are immersed into that Christmas Spectacular show.
Wow.
Whether you're in the North Pole or a snow globe, it's very special, something for everyone to see.
What about you, Miranda? What's your favorite part of this?
Oh, there are so many parts of the Christmas Spectacular that I love, but I would have to say my favorite is Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, which has been part of the show since its inception in 1933, and it's truly a classic for everyone, whether you've seen the show before or it's your first time seeing it. Everyone loves the Wooden Soldiers. We're dressed in pants. They're made completely of foam, so they're very stiff white pants, and we have a huge Wooden Soldier hat on that is 3 feet tall with a big white feather at the top, and of course, we do the iconic soldier fall at the end of the number, which is everyone's favorite part of the show, and I'd have to say that's one of mine as well.
This looks really simple. I mean, as far as you're marching, and you're,
yes,
like you said, your legs are really, they're very stiff.
Yes.
There's not like a lot of choreography and dancing and moving around like that, but it looks very, I don't know, calm and simple, but it's anything but that. I've seen the behind the scenes video and the intense choreography that you go through to learn this.
It's extremely precise. We want to really embody wooden soldiers and make the audience feel like they're actually watching soldiers parade around on stage. So we work on that number really hard and try to make sure that it's exactly precise and that we stay in completely straight lines, just as soldiers would if they were marching around on the stage. So it is actually a pretty technically hard number, even though it looks pretty simple.
And I would like to tell everybody, if you don't know what I'm talking about and you haven't seen this, go on your Facebook feed, your social media stuff.
Yes.
They have the behind the scenes videos of the training and the learning of these things, and kind of some really cool things about everything from your shoes to, you know, how you get chosen in auditions, and I'm kind of a Rockette geek, and so I enjoy watching these things. But the thing I think I noticed that was so interesting was the fact that you have all these markings on the floor.
Yes.
I guess to show you, okay, this is where you're supposed to end up at any given time during whatever routine.
Yes, so across the front of the stage, there are numbers from 0 all the way out to 36.
I think 36, yep.
And then across the stage, the opposite way, we have lines. So there are colored lines and dotted lines. So that's how we know that where to stand throughout the whole show. We each have a specific mark that we're standing on, a number and a color. And that's how we make sure that we keep all of our lines perfectly straight and that we're always keeping our formations clean and looking the same throughout the entire season.
Okay, I always wondered about the behind the scenes. I love this. I love finding out the little things like that. And the pants are made of foam, which I had no idea.
Yes. Yeah, they are. We used to have starched pants, which were really, really, very stiff.
They were intense. They would stand up on their own, actually.
Kind of heavy, I bet.
Thank goodness, with technology nowadays, they're able to make pants that are made of foam that still look very stiff and wooden-like.
Wow.
So,
speaking of technology, one of the other really cool ways that you guys use that is the screen behind you, especially when you see all the Santas dancing. There's it looks like thousands of Santas in there, but and you can't tell where, you know, you guys stop and the Santas start, which is kind of cool.
It's absolutely one of the best things to do is watch the audience members in the Santa number. That's actually a number that Santa explains how he's very magical and can be in more than one place at a time, which is a very important thing to show your children of every age. And Santa explains how he can be in more than one place. And so you watch the audience members count from one Santa, and then they see more, and then they see more and more. And with the technology that we have this year at Radio City, it's even more Santas than you have ever seen in the past. They've updated that whole scene. The audience members trying to count them, they are on top of your heads, on the roof of Radio City. They are coming at you from the walls, from the LED screen behind us, and of course, all of us on stage that are dancing.
That's so pretty cool.
It is absolutely
amazing.
So you
can actually see the audience. I mean, we always felt like, okay, well, it's dark out here. Y'all can't see us kind of, you know, in awe of all this. But you can see the people on the front
row. Absolutely. Yeah. We can see the first couple rows. So a lot of times we'll see them wave at you. And we are always waving back at you. But we technically can't really wave at you. But we are waving at you through our smiling eyes and through our faces. So
You spend a lot of time, many, many hours learning all of this. This is after the auditions and the, you know, impressing everybody with the high kicks, which I still am amazed at. But how many hours do you spend learning this choreography?
We actually started rehearsals in early October. We rehearse 6 days a week, 6 hours a day for roughly about 6 weeks. So it is a very intense rehearsal process. But, you know, we do it because we love it.
Do you ever get nervous? Are you ever nervous after all that work and all that, you know, you've got this in your head, you got it down pat. Are you ever worried that you're going to turn the block over the wrong way and it's not going to be the right letter or whatever?
I've actually been at Rocket for 13 years, and I truly believe that nerves are just because you're about to care about the performance that you're going to give. Yeah. You want to do your best out there on that stage every single time. So every audience member, whether it's their first time seeing their show or maybe they're have come every year since they were a little kid, so they're getting the exact same performance. And it's just because I want to do my best for everyone out there seeing it. So nerves are just because you care.
Yeah,
okay,
you
Miranda.
Just get a little butterflies every now and then, you know, right before you go on stage. For me, it's always more of an excitement factor, more so than nerves per se, because you just, it's the same thing.
I agree with
that. You
know,
there's so many people that come to Radio City. There's 6,000 people at every show. So it's always the excitement of, you know, wanting to bring Christmas joy to everyone. And like Rachel said, really do your best at every performance. So there are always some butterflies before you go on stage, but it's more with excitement.
I know you guys also do a lot of charitable appearances and things like that, especially for the military and stuff like that. Can you tell me about, you know, what it feels like to go and dance for the troops and to, you know, get to meet these people?
It's really amazing. This summer we did so many performances with the USO. We were in Boston. We did some in D.C. And meeting their families and really seeing what an impact we can have on just bringing them some joy. We even got to FaceTime with some of the troops in Afghanistan, which was really amazing. Because, you know, they're so far away from home and missing their families, and it's nice to just be able to bring them a little piece of home and give them some entertainment and some joy when, you know, times are really rough for them out there, and remind them that we're all here supporting them and giving them the Christmas cheer that they're missing.
Yeah, and you guys also work with another the Garden of Dreams Foundation. That's obviously a very important thing as well, and you get to talk to kids. What's that like?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing and a beautiful thing that we're able to work with these children, and they're so talented in what they do. The Gardens and Dreams Foundation, that when they have the talent show at Radio City, it just brings tears to my eyes every single time. The little ones, whether they're singing or whatever their talent is, it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I know Garden of Dreams does so many things for the kids. They have a prom, which I got to go help the kids get ready for 1 year. And that was really amazing, seeing how excited they are to get to have a prom, because a lot of them didn't get to go to their own. That's really, really special for them and really nice to get to spend time with them and help them get ready and make them feel really, really special on their day.
When you talk to groups or you meet kids and you're dressed as Rockettes and you get the, oh my gosh, you're a Rockette. I mean, does that ever get old? I mean, that's got to just make you just feel so good.
It never gets old for me. It reminds me of what it was like when I was their age and I used to see the Rockettes and how excited I would get. It really brings the magic back to me. Helps remind me why I love this job so much. Inspiring young kids and letting them know that they can achieve their dreams and become whatever they want to be. If they want to be a Rockette, that it can happen. And just help tell them, you know, whatever you want to do, just keep dreaming and follow your dreams and work really hard for them and you can become whatever you want.
And Rachel, you've done this 13 times.
Yeah, this is my 13th year. Wow. I grew up in Nebraska, and so coming to New York City was a whole another situation. And I, you know, saw it and believed that I could do it. And here I am 13 years later, and it's still a dream come true.
Were you like me and watched them on the Thanksgiving Day parade and went, oh, I want to do that?
Absolutely. My mother would... I'd be sleeping at my grandmother's on Christmas Day, and my mom would yell up, Rachel, Rachel, the Rockettes are on, and I'd come running downstairs to see them and be in awe of them. And after graduating college, I moved here, and I saw the audition notice, and I thought, Rockettes, Macy's Day Parade, sparkly costumes, yes, I want that job. And here I've been fortunate to do it for 13 years, and it's a dream come true every single day I walk into Radio City.
Yeah, got to be a pretty cool place to work.
It's amazing. There's really no place like it. Every time I step out on that stage and I look at the audience and how many people are there and you see those iconic arches of Radio City, it's just, it's so beautiful. And even just walking to work in the morning and seeing the marquee and it all lit up, it's really, there's no place like Radio City. It's so iconic. And if you have not been there, definitely go and see it, especially during Christmas time to see the Christmas Spectacular.
It's probably the best thing, one of the best times of the year to be here, and that's one of the things you got to go do. It's a tradition. There's a lot of families, especially in this area, who have, the kids have grown up every year. That's what you do. You go see the Rockettes. I mean, it doesn't matter if you've seen it before. That's their thing.
That was my tradition. I'm from New Jersey, so my family, every year we did a New York Day, we would say, and we would come in and see the Christmas Spectacular in the morning and then, you know, go around New York City and see different window displays and the Rockettes Christmas tree. But yes, it was our tradition every year to make sure we saw the Christmas Spectacular. And there is always something different to see. Even if there's not a change in the show, you find something different. Every time I watch the show, I'm like, oh, I never noticed that before. I never saw that the dancers did that, or that our choreography looked this way, or something on the LED screen. There's literally always something different to find when you come see the Christmas Spectacular, no matter how many times you've seen it.
And camels.
Yes.
Don't freak out with the camels.
The camels, the sheep, and the donkey. Mm-hmm. They've all been part of the Living Nativity. Ted's been around for, I believe, 15 years, which
Ted is... Ted is the camel?
Ted is the camel.
It's the same camel?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, really?
Yeah, he's been around for a very long time. He's a star.
Ted knows the drill. He's like, okay, I got this. I'm going to walk across the stage.
He's a pro. He knows exactly what he's doing every show.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Does Ted have the same handler? I'm just curious.
Yeah, the animal handlers have been the same the past couple of years. They all come from an animal sanctuary upstate, and all they do is Christmas. And they come in, they do their Christmas show, and then they go back and live on their great little farmland upstate.
Signs a few autographs. He gets a little extra hay. He's good.
He definitely gets a lot of pictures taken after the show. Definitely.
I love that. I appreciate you guys coming by today. Thank you for coming to kind of give us an inside view of what it's like to be a Rockette and the Christmas Spectacular.
Thank you so much for having us, and definitely come see the Christmas Spectacular, whether you've seen it before or you haven't. This is the year to come with all the new projections, and it's never too early to start your Christmas cheer. You should definitely try to come, be one of the first ones of your friends to come see the show.
Absolutely. We've been spending a little bit of time with the Rockettes today. I'm Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News Radio.